Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Only Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to this week's Youth of Harvest. And God's got this. God's got us. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And God has us in a major way. God loves us so much. Amen. And His love is so deep. It's so wide. And He wants us to have an understanding of really how much He loves and cares for us and is involved in our lives. Amen. And so we just give God praise and glory. You join us on this morning, or you join us whenever you're able to listen to the episode. And we just give God praise. And so we're going to give God praise and prayer, and then we're going to go into some encouragement words for you. And so to God be the praise. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for watching over us, too. You are an amazing God. And we just, God, ask you, Lord God, to be in the midst of this segment and give us strength. Give us encouragement from your word. You always do. Your word is full of encouragement. We just look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one, God, who does great and mighty things. And you are just magnificent. You are awesome in that way. And God, we just say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Thank you, Lord God, our Savior and our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So our word today, what we're talking about is God's deliverance for his people. And God, he cares for us. Amen. When we look to the scriptures, first we look in the Psalms 32 and 7 says, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. And other Psalms say, in Psalms like 33 and 17 says, a horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. So that means that we can't depend on anything else. We just need to depend on God. We need to depend on God. He is our deliverance. And we want to have our trust and faith for him. And Psalms 3 and 8 says, from the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. So from the Lord comes deliverance, and his blessing is on us, his people, his children. We are the one he cares for. He watches over us. And just think about that. Just think about that. Meditate on that. That's the scripture to really think about, to get in your mind that God gives deliverance and he gives blessing. And so he's got every situation. He's got every sickness. He's got every sadness. He's got every distress, anxiety. He has all that in his hands. And he wants us to trust in him. Trust in him, for he is mighty, for he is great. And so when we do that, amen, he is so wonderful, amen. He is so wonderful to give us the strength that we need, the encouragement that we need when we look to him. So deliverance is, what does it mean at the dictionary online? If we look at it online and we look at deliverance, it says the action of being rescued or set free. The action of being rescued or set free. And other words is like rescue or delivery, release. And so we have these releases from the Lord. We have these deliberations set free from him. Set free from our anxiety of our mind, the distress that we're going through. And then like we talked about the possibilities last week and the impossibilities. And in those types of situations, we look to God. Amen. We look to him in our comfort. We look to him for our peace of mind. We look to him because he is able to do more than we can ask or think in our prayers. He is able to set us free from those things that seem to like have us tied up like ropes. You know, have your mind tied up like ropes, have your arms tied up like ropes and your feet tied up like ropes in the name of Jesus. God is able amen, to do so much more. God is able to do, he's excited about what he's going to do in our lives. God is so merciful. He is graceful. His grace, amen, is magnificent. We just give him praise and glory on today. And so we think about these scriptures about deliverance, amen. We know that God means what he says. He is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. And we just want to believe God. I just want to encourage you to have faith. Believe in his deliverance. Believe that if you're in any type of trouble, God is going to deliver you. Believe that if your parents are in any type of trouble, people you know, people you care about close to you that need deliverance, that God is near them as well. And you can call out on their behalf and pray for them. Philippians 1:19 says again, "For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me would turn out for my deliverance." Would turn out for my deliverance. That was the writer of Philippians 1:19 saying that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Would turn out for our deliverance. So that's the type of trust. That's the type of faith we're going to have in God. We are praying. I am praying for you. God's provision is happening. Amen. God's provision is going forth. So I just want you to think about that. I want you to think about on God. Meditate on him. Look to him and say, God's got this. That's how you can say it in every situation. God's got this. Got us. And so that's when the enemy wants to try to take you off his faithfulness. He wants to try to take you off of God's goodness. And most of all, he wants to take you away from God's love. But I'm here to reaffirm to you, I'm here to be the voice this morning to tell you that God loves you. He cares for you. You can cast your care, cast your distress, your anxiety, your fears, your troubles on God. Because he's got this. He's got you. He's got me. And it's going to turn out great for his glory, for his praise. And it may not always turn out the way we pray, think it ought to turn out, but it turns out that God has a purpose and a plan behind everything. And so as we trust in God and he brings his purposes to pass, amen, we can glorify him and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Have a blessed and awesome rest of the day. God bless you. This is your hostess, Pastor Gatisa. Be blessed. Amen.